Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
After a judge blocked efforts by President Trump to withhold federal funds from so-called sanctuary cities, a new executive action seeks to try again. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, what's the difference between this action and the last one?
Basically, it's just repackaging it. It's sending it off to Homeland Security, and it's directing federal funds to possibly be redirected or cut off to cities and states that are passing and working under sanctuary ordinances. What's the difference? The difference is he's just upping the ante. He's renewing it. And the thing is, there's going to be a battle on two fronts. On one front, it's going to be the courts. And we have a federal judge, Orrick, who said the president can't do this. Okay, that's going to be appealed. That's going to work its way through. The second front is more closer to the ground. That's the funding. Now, the question legally is whether or not Trump can block the funding. But, you know, he can, while it's making its way through the courts, he can, you know, hit the brakes on the funding, and that can cause a lot of pain. And that's why San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie and other mayors are looking at their budgets going, how much money do we have coming in from the feds, and how long can we do without it in case he hits the brakes on it and we have to go to a court fight to get it back?
Yeah, the Trump administration spending a lot of time in court these days. You wonder when the DOJ attorneys have time to do anything else.
That's a good point, but I guess the DOJ attorneys, that's what their priority is going to be. And our own California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, is going to be spending a lot of time in court because he's filing countersuits against the Trump administration. So we have this legal war going back and forward. But, you know, it's interesting to note that over the years how, you know, Californians and even San Franciscans, you know, have changed their opinions and such on sanctuary laws. Initially, the San Francisco sanctuary law back in the 80s was to protect undocumented people coming up from Central America who faced, you know, death squads. You know, they were under fear for their lives. And it was only, you know, it wasn't to include people that had criminal problems once they got here. But that expanded, you know, in recent years, over the years, to the point where former District Attorney Chesa Boudin was not even, you know, was hesitant to charge Honduran drug dealers with selling drugs because it could affect their deportation. That's when the San Francisco public turned around and said, that's going a little too far and that's too much sanctuary. California's sort of feeling the same thing. They don't want to turn people over who are decent law-abiding people here who came here as undocumented. But when you draw the line, it says, okay, at what point is somebody a criminal and should they be gone? And a lot of people say, yeah, they should be deported. But if you have a sanctuary city, does that include it? So they're having to look at their own laws as we go on with this. This isn't an issue that's going to go away fast. But the difference under the Trump administration 2.0 is that he's trying to use the power of the buck to really mess with the cities and the states.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.